Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. Today we have the session on silence, on how to go into silence. We all have been practicing sitting and trying to go into silence, but there is a method to go into silence. Most of us want to expect silence. We expect silence, we want to be silent, but the mind wouldn't allow us to be silent. So it is important for all of us to experience this silence, and that's the one way that we know that we can get into silence. So being silent, being the witness, not being anything else but silence, experiencing who you really are, is true meditation. And that's what we will practice today. There is a posture for you to attain silence. This is what yoga is all about. Yoga is all about attaining the posture that can get you to become silent. Yoga is not about asana, it's not about pranayama. All of them are just parts of one practice that is to have the ability to sit without disturbance for long periods of time. That's what yoga is all about. So if you want to sit in silence, you need to practice asana and you need to practice pranayama. The primary objective is to be able to sit in a posture without disturbance for extended periods of time. So that's what we will practice today. So as always, let us practice the Maypole. But before that, let me give you an instruction about how to sit. For those of you who are new, let me give this instruction. So you need to sit straight, push your lower back forward and pull your upper back backwards. And maintain your head in a way that your whole body is straight. Your head is looking straight but not up or down. The moment you attain this posture, your breathing just drops 1/4 of how you're breathing. It just slows down 4 times and your mind becomes absolutely quiet. For those of you who are not able to experience this, you just need to practice asana so that you can attain this posture. So don't use a backrest. You can sit on a chair or you can sit on a raised platform so your sit bones are higher than your knees. So in this posture, let us now practice the Maypole. So imagine you're sitting in a large golden circle. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. What we are practicing now is called a kriya. This is the preparatory practice to just slip into meditation. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your ribbon. Walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can imagine any name and form of God that you wish instead of the sphere. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any anger, any fear, or any other emotion that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy and breathe out any pain, any distress, any sadness, any anger, any feeling of being distressed, any feeling of being deceived, any feeling of being cheated, being let down, any such feeling that can breed disharmony inside you. Breathe it all out and quickly breathe in the healing energy. Now ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories, negative experiences. Everything that you need to release, let it go. And breathe in the cleansing and purifying energy. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine energy, this gift, and breathe out everything that prevents you from receiving this love. Breathe out any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you believe prevents you from receiving this love. Release it all. Now we need to share this love. So ask your higher consciousness to bring to your attention your family members, your acquaintances, your friends, your neighbors. Visualize all of them. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your ability to receive its love and healing. Ask your higher consciousness to help you raise your ability to receive its love and healing. Bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra. Ask your higher consciousness to send its love and healing. Direct the healing that's flowing through your hands to all these people. Come back to conscious awareness. Release your hands and open your eyes gently. Silence is primarily the absence of thought. Silence is not about physical silence, it's about mental silence, about emotional silence. When you are silent, there is a humongous amount of vibrance within you. You're vibrating at such a frequency that if anyone would pass by you, they would experience your vibration. And healing would happen simply by your presence. That's the power of silence. The power of silence is to just not be the conditioning that you are. It is to just switch off all conditioning and to be as you are, not as you think you are. And when you are yourself, you're simply a beam of light, a beam of healing energy, a beam of power that just is unquantifiable. That's your real ability. To experience it, what we need to do is to just be it without expecting it. But most of us give in to the mind's curiosity. We want to experience how it'll be. And in that curiosity, we lose the experience. So if you have to experience silence, you just must not expect it. Just be it. So let us just attempt this silence right now. I want you to keep your back absolutely straight. As I told you before, push your lower back out. Push your sit bones back. And pull your upper shoulder, your shoulders back. Keep your head straight. Keep your eyeballs down and just let your breath be as normal as it can be. So your body is firm but not stiff. If you end up having any thoughts, you just ask, "Who am I?" or just bless the thought. Now let us intensify this. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your awareness to a plane of absolute silence, Ask your higher consciousness to raise your awareness to a plane of absolute silence. If you're having any thoughts, just let them be, observe them. Don't try to make them go away. Let them remain. They'll just not be able to get to you. Stop. We'll try to intensify this now by just raising our awareness manually. A few weeks ago, one of the practices I shared with you was to be connected at the top of the head with a hook. And there's a string which comes on a pulley and right in front of you. Hold on to this hook and pull yourself up. Pull yourself up till your back is absolutely straight. Just hold your awareness there and just watch what happens to the mind. Back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes. So, how many of you were able to experience this silence? Absolute silence. So it may be even for a small amount of time, that absolute silence is true meditation. That's what real meditation is all about, is to just be. Meditation is not doing. In fact, we say, let's do this meditation, that meditation. Meditation is not doing. You get into a process of just observing. And just when your posture is right, just when your breathing is right, just when all conditions fall in place, meditation happens. And when that happens, it just opens your universe to possibilities. Everything begins to happen. And in that state, you are the higher consciousness. You are the God that you worship. When you get into that state. Of course, there are different planes of awareness in this silence. So you just have to rise higher and higher and higher in this plane of silence. You are but a small particle of that divinity that you worship. But you have to just become more. When you become more, your world of possibilities go on increasing. I remember a few years ago, I was in a training program where my mentor was sitting, and I had another friend with me. And my mentor is a person who can get into that highest plane of silence. So he got into this plane of silence right there when we had just broken for tea or lunch, I'm not sure. He took a few minutes and he just tuned into that deepest part of silence. And when he did that, I was there, my friend was there, but I felt this, the vibration, like as if there was a generator that was turned on inside me. And I stood there, frozen. I knew that something was happening. I looked at him, I knew that there was something that was happening. And then slowly the vibration went down. And I walked up to him and I asked him, "What was that? I could feel this energy. What was that?" And then he said, he very casually said, "Hey, I'm so happy you got to experience it. I just asked divinity to express itself through me." And that is our ability. Each one of us has the ability to be more than what we are. We are just being lazy. We're just being hopelessly lazy. Our abilities are far beyond what we can even imagine. But just that we want everything so easy, and we want to be careless, we want to indulge, we want to have pleasures. Spirituality is not this. And the reason why we are getting into all these practices is because life can be far better than how you are living it. When you get married, when you get a job, when you are born as a son or daughter, you get so used to the challenges, so used to how life is happening, that you no longer want to change it, because trouble feels familiar. Trouble feels so much at home. And if there was no trouble, you actually go searching for it. And when you find trouble, you say, "Ah, there you are. I was just searching where you went. Now I feel at home." You must change. The world is changing. It is pushing everyone to change. There are two possibilities. Change when you can, but changing when you are in a place of distress can be very challenging. Changing when you realize that it will be very difficult for you to turn back, it becomes really, really difficult. We have come across a few people who have gotten themselves into that place where changing becomes near to impossible. And the amount of fear, the amount of trauma that they have to endure, only because they chose to postpone connecting to the source, they are seeing the suffering. So everything that I say here is absolute truth. We've been seeing this day in and day out in my work. So I'm asking you all to change when you can. And this is the reason. We want to take you farther. We want to give you more and more and more. But then we want to also to be selective, because a lot of you have joined the group only because you wanted to join, but the seriousness to participate has not yet come upon you. Rather, I would say the commitment, not the seriousness. Pardon me for the choice of words. The commitment that you have to exhibit in practicing has not yet dawned. These commitments are the ones that define your practical self-worth. How much do you really value your existence? If you are indulging, your existence is simply being eroded. If you are making friends with all the trauma, all the pain and suffering, you are not honoring your self-worth. You're simply giving into all those challenges, believing this is how life will be. In fact, yesterday we had a meeting with one of our clients. This was fantastic. This lady came with the problem of stammering. She said, I've been stammering from childhood. I've been trying for cure everywhere. It's not been possible. People have just asked me to just be me and forget it, but it's just not happening. So yesterday I told her, when you talk, talk not because you want other people to hear clearly. Talk only because you are conveying. When you are performing on stage, talking on stage, talk because you're confronting fear. Don't talk because you want other people to hear. So there's a difference why you do what you do. And today she got on stage, she texted me saying that she got on stage, there was one of the employees were retiring and she was asked to speak. Look at that. And she would never go on stage. She would really sweat and she would just lose it. She was asked to go on stage and speak. She went on stage, she spoke, and she said, for the first time ever, I spoke because I needed to confront my fear. I didn't care about the claps. I didn't care about the audience. I didn't care about anything. I just went there to speak my heart out, and she performed. Everything around us, no matter how powerful it is, we can confront it only if you will wake up. Only if you will wake up. And for all of this, for all the brightest ideas, for all the most brilliant inventions that have happened on this planet, for all that you ever need, there's only one place from where it all comes, from where it all happens, and that's silence. And if you do not connect to this silence, you are going to exist, of course, but then you'll be so much short of who you really can be. And that's the reason why I keep pushing you. This world is a place of amazing possibilities. It's a place where you really burn out your karma and you come here to realize the purpose, execute it, give it all, and get out. But it's like we are always on the stands, unwilling to be reborn, but that's exactly what will happen because we are lethargic, we are lazy, we are careless, and sometimes we are purposeful in our laziness. Sometimes we are purposeful in postponing what we know we have to do. So stop your postponing behavior, wake up, and practice getting into silence every day. The mornings when you get into your meditations are the times when you actually seek for guidance for the day. So sit in silence and ask God to guide you. You will get all the guidance. Like Paramahamsa Yogananda says, God has an inferiority complex. Everything that you ask, He will immediately do it because He wants you to know that He loves you. He wants you to know that He cares. He wants you to know that He is there for you. And so everything that you ask, He will immediately help you accomplish it. And because He is there and because He does what He does or she does, because everything is manifested for you, why would you not want to have it? Why would you not want to have all the love in the world, all the purity in the world, all the bliss in the world? Why would you not want to have it? Why do you want to feel lonely, sad, depressed? Why would you want to quarrel, argue, win? Why? Just get into the silence and just become a part of the whole. Today somebody asked me while I was in the office, we've been watching what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Ukraine, in Russia, in Israel. We've been watching. We are so far away. What can we do? There's nothing that we can do. But all those thoughts come when your thoughts are very narrow. Let me tell you what we can do. Just get into this silence. Let's do this now. and you will experience the power that is invested in you. So sit straight again, your sit bones back, your lower abdomen forward, your shoulders back, your neck straight. Breathe normally. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Imagine pulling the rope which is tied to the hook on top of your head. Pull yourself up to a greater plane of awareness. Now, this is the prayer. Ask God, please provide to the people of Israel and the people of Palestine all that you know is required for them to experience peace, God's love, healing, and everything else that you know is required for them to return to self-love and to practice being the Divine Self in the highest and best way. Leave the healing to the higher consciousness. Again, pull yourself up. Ask your higher consciousness to provide to Russia and to Ukraine all that the higher consciousness knows is required for them to return to peace, to God's love, to happiness, to joy in the highest and best way. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. Silence is simply stepping up. It's simply stepping up. It's the simplest thing that you can have, but it's not easy because you need to let go of what is familiar. You need to let go of thinking, you need to let go of expectation, and you need to let go of your laziness. When you let go of these three, you can get into silence very easily. So there is a statement here. It says survival instincts hinders long sitting hours during meditations. I might miss the office bus if I lose track of time. I think it's not such a big problem. It's not survival instinct. It is just wanting to be in bed for longer. Why don't you just wake up early? One of the simple ways of attaining or solving this problem is to meditate before you go to bed. Sit on your bed and meditate. I do this every day. I have a bolster between my legs. I sit in Vajrasana, get to the posture, just get into the silence for a few minutes, and then I go to sleep. And then I realize that just 3 to 4 hours of sleep is enough. That's what happens. And you just wake up, your sleep finished. You can do that. Then you won't have the fear or the worry of losing your bus. It's not, and definitely it's not a survival instinct. Are there any questions? Are there any questions? All right. So it's important. So please, from tomorrow, commit to yourself to wake up in the morning, way before sunrise, and sit in silence. Sit straight so your body just goes into silence. Your mind just goes into silence. The self is alert and aware. Just get into the posture. And for that, there are certain postures that you need to do which can help you sit in this posture that can bring you silence. We will be conducting a one-day outing shortly where we will want to teach you these postures that can help you sit for long periods of time without disturbance. Once you get to the posture, then there's nothing that can move you. You just be this mountain of silence. It'll be wonderful for each one of you to understand what it means to get into silence. It'll be wonderful if each one of you becomes a beam of light, a pillar of light, which can be there for everyone else. Each one of you should attain it to get to that place. It's not enough if you're meditating just for some peace of mind or because you want your Mondays to be less stressful and you want your Fridays to be more peaceful. That's not what meditation is for. It is to just become the pillar of light. Think beyond yourself. Think about all those people who are looking for someone like you who can guide them. For this, you will have to compromise on your vices, compromise on your laziness, on all your pleasures, and just sit there in meditation for the benefit of so many other people who are just looking up to you or will find you a suitable person to guide them to a greater happiness. With this, we will end this session today. We'll come back again next week with another practice. I would want your feedback to let us know how we did today so that we can improvise on our deliverance. Before we end, I would want to also let you know that those of you who signed up for the Mahopeksha workshop, the main audio of Mahopeksha is available. We have created a page where this audio will be available. This audio will be available only to those people who have signed up for the workshop. For those who did not sign up for the workshop or join later, if you want access, do let us know. Do write to us privately. We would want you to keep this group as minimally bombarding as possible. If you have issues, please write to us privately. Don't bombard it on the group. We would want this group to sustain itself primarily with positive messages. And that's how we want you to treat it. You have our numbers, so you can communicate with us directly. Thank you so much for being here today and for being a part of this journey to absoluteness. Lots of love. We are signing off today. Have a beautiful week and a beautiful weekend.